Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so joyful.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We live now in this season of Pentecost. How open is your heart to all that God wants to give you and do for you? Let's take a look at the first reading from the letter of James, chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Beloved, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. In other words, I might be wise, but I'm not going to go around boasting about it, or whatever the gift may be. I don't go around boasting about my gifts. I live whatever it is that God has given me for his honor and glory. So let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Wisdom of this kind does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Look at this. Look at the difference. Let him show his works, I'm repeating, by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Wisdom of this kind does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Look at that. It's demonic. If it doesn't come from above, if it doesn't come from God, the quote wisdom you think you have could be demonic. You want to draw as close to God as you can. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom that comes from above, first of all, is pure, has a right intention. You're not doing it to promote yourself. Whatever it is that you're doing or saying, it's right. It's in God's plan. And you're speaking perhaps with conviction, speaking strongly, but it's good. It's pure. It's peaceable. It's gentle. It's compliant. It is full of mercy and good fruits without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. What is your conversation marked by? Or when you're trying to promote an idea, what are you using as the base? Is the base, what is God's will here? Even if what I'm doing is some earthly project, how does God want me to do it? How can I reach out to others, co-workers, whatever? How can I reach out to them? How can we all be part of this project in peace and unity? And what does that speak of? It speaks of God. It speaks of the presence of God. No matter what you're doing, preparing a team, an athletic team for some big event, and there are lots of them. How do you who are in charge of them promote them? How do you bring those men, women, children, whatever, together? Does your leadership provide peace and harmony? Does it cause goodwill to rise up in people? Are you kind when speaking about other people? What's the environment of whatever project you're working on? If it's of God, then it's going to be peaceful, pure, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruit. Otherwise, you're following the goals set by the world. And they may advance you one step and then push you back six steps. You can't count on the values of the world. I know that's a very broad statement, but I think we really need to look at it. What values am I operating under when I'm doing this project or working on this event? Ask the Holy Spirit. Let the work of the Holy Spirit be alive in you. Come, Holy Spirit, show me. Show me what to do. Show me how to reorganize this so that it can reflect to your honor. You don't even need to use the word of God, the name of God, I mean. You don't even need to use it. There just should be evident justice, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity. The fruits of God's Spirit ought to be evident when you gather a group of people together for a project of any kind. So we want to put this into practice. Psalm 19 tells us that the precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. They give joy to the heart because the law of the Lord is perfect. Man's law is not perfect, but the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. These are the truths, brothers and sisters, and that's what you want. You were made for truth. You were made for truth because when you live in the truth, you live in the presence of God, and you know His love, and it's based on truth, and it endures forever. Don't try to take a little from the world. Not that there aren't human things that the world can teach us. Of course they are. But I'm looking at the spiritual more than the material, because you can work on a project and end up with people and all kinds of discord and hatred and blame and all that kind of thing. But with God and in God, using God's values and priorities, you can bring people to peace, even in the midst of carrying out a secular project, by your manner, by your tone of voice, by having prayed, by seeing very clearly what God wants to accomplish, by helping people simply, kindly, moving them in the right direction. You'd be amazed at how much gets accomplished when we do that. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. God brings peace to those who sincerely seek to do His will, His way. Precepts of the Lord, Psalm 19. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. We want the Lord's word. We want the Lord's truths. We want the Lord's commandments because they lead us to peace and joy. Really. Even in challenging situations, they bring you a peace that is not of this world and a joy in knowing that you're doing God's will. Seek the Lord. Scripture tells us, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him, for He is near. Ask Him in every situation, ask Him, what's your will and what's my part to play? The Holy Spirit really does want to serve us. The Holy Spirit really does want to work through us. Are you giving Him space so that you can learn to hear His voice? I'm not talking about an audible voice. I'm talking about you get a good idea and you think, gee, I never thought of that before. So you test it out with a couple of people and they say, wow, that's quite an idea. Where did you get that? And your only answer can be from God. Open your heart. In the gospel of today, from the gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 14 to 29. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, what are you arguing about with them? Someone from the crowd answered him, teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciple to drive it out, but they were unable to do so. And he said to them in reply, O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me. Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to him. When he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. And as he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father. How long has this been happening to him? And he replied, since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. All those are signs of the demonic, just in case you didn't realize that. Now, there are certain diseases, yes, of course, that can cause convulsions. That's not what I'm talking about here. Then he questioned this father. How long has this been happening to him? He replied, since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. That's where the demonic has entered. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, I can imagine the tone of voice, because Jesus could do everything, anything, if you can. But he's waiting to see what their trust level is, how much faith is there, because he wants to build it, not because he wants to correct them or berate them, because he wants to call them on to have faith. And he says, if you can, everything is possible to one who has faith. Everything. And then the boy's father cried out, I do believe. Help my unbelief. And that's a very good prayer. Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. I believe in the main areas I believe, but I know my faith's not strong enough. Help my unbelief. Help me. Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit. So here's another sign. We're working with the demonic. And he said to it, mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. That's the authority of God. And shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. Wants to destroy that child. Because that's what evil does. It destroys. Always. It destroys. Don't associate with yourself with evil, even if it has a thin veneer on it of something that's attractive to you. Don't be duped by it. Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, oh, he's dead. Crowd mentality is awful to deal with sometimes. One person picks it up and then 100 pick it up. And they're just mimicking. They don't really know. But Jesus took this child by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. And when he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, why could we not drive the spirit out? And he said to them, this kind can only come out through prayer. In other words, we need discernment. Jesus was always praying. The disciples weren't really ready enough for this. They didn't really understand fully what they were dealing with, which is the devil. He said, this kind of demon can only come out through prayer. That means that you are daily spending time with the Lord, that you may know his will. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.